one of the battles that we're going to have to fight over the next couple of years is to push back on the nonsense that is going through Trenton, which is killing our small business industry. I mean, the hotel industry took such a beating with the lame duck session that it's unconscionable what they're doing. And it's going to take all sides. It's going to take pressure from Washington. It's going to take pressure from the grassroots here. And one of the guys standing up for small business in this state, his name is Rick Maida, and he is calling from Elizabeth. He's running for U.S. Congress. Rick, good morning. Welcome back. How are you?
Hey, good morning, Bill. Great to be back on with you.
So tell me, you've announced you're running for United States Congress in New Jersey's 6th District. Tell me, what motivated you to run, and what do you want to say to the small business owners out there?
Well, listen, first of all, let me tell the small business owners, you are not alone. Since the start of this pandemic, I have been beating my fist on the ground saying we can't overreact to the virus. We have to take economic considerations in. And now look at what's happened. We have over one third of our businesses shut down, shuttered, never to reopen. Now they're passing legislations to increase regulations, increase taxation without any plans to help our Main Street businesses thrive again. They've taken a beating. They keep taking a beating. That's going to end when I get to Congress. And let me tell you, Bill, I'm challenging Frank Pallone in the 6th Congressional District. The reason why I jumped in has more to do with his failed response. He is the one man, been in office for 30 years, the one man, the ranking Democrat member that has oversight over the health committee that could actually hold these federal health agency responsible. He's done nothing. He hasn't done his job. It's time for him to retire. The one man in the entire country lives right here in Long Branch, New Jersey. We're going to get him out of office for the sake of not just New Jersey, but the sake of America, Bill.
Rick, I love your energy, love the enthusiasm, and I know that, knowing you for years, that you're not only a smart guy, but you are capable. Let me ask you, just to quickly address this debacle with our hotel industry. I mean, the hotel industry and the hospitality industry has been so beaten up over the last 2 years, and now you've got Trenton, and I realize it's not a federal issue, but what do you say something to the hotel owners out there, as they know, that you get it, that what has happened in Trenton, literally on two sides, one, they can't evict these homeless people that in many, many areas are actually criminals, and they're not getting compensated by the state, and they feel like nobody is speaking up for them.
Well, that's right. You know, when this first started, the government asked them, pressured them to open up their doors and let people in to stay in their hotel rooms. First of all, the travel industry was completely crushed. No one was staying in hotels. They're paying rent and checks every month. And then on top of that, they asked for free room and board, saying, you know, we'll compensate you. And now, when everything is starting to die down, they're saying, well, I'm sorry, thanks for opening up your doors and being benevolent, but, you know, sorry, but we can't pay you now. And so this entire industry, many of them who are minority-owned businesses throughout the entire state of New Jersey, have put their entire life savings to build these businesses up, are getting crushed. And it is actually a Washington and a Trenton issue, because Phil Murphy has done nothing. He's passed legislation that's going to continue to cripple on how they operate their business. And in Washington, they continue to divert resources to special interest, corporate interest, and completely ignore the small business franchisee. So we're going to go and fight against that. We have to stand up because many of these guys and gals have built their American dream right here in New Jersey. I won't let them suffer anymore, Bill.
I love it, Rick. How do people get in touch with you if they want to help?
Listen, they got to help. It's an important year. Go to RickForNJ. That's RickForNJ.com. If you believe in election integrity, I need patriots from Oak Tree Road to Ocean Avenue to step up and join our campaign. Volunteer, donate, whatever, get involved. This is our year. We're going to finish what the grassroots started this year in 2022, Bill.
And Rick, I'm going to see you next Thursday, right? We've got an event coming up. We're going to be launching this Oak Tree Business Association to stand up for small business. It's just time. It's just time.
Yeah. Look, next week, we're going to be on Oak Tree Road. Go to my website, rickfornj.com, for more information. But, you know, it is time that these folks had proper representation. Many immigrant families that have built their businesses now being crushed. Someone's got to look after them. We're going to have events down there supporting our local businesses, Bill.
rickfornj.com. I will see you on the 26th. Thank you, Rick. Have a great rest of your day. Appreciate you.
Thank you.